Pamela Neville Sington's biography of Fanny Trollope, subtitled The Life and Adventures of a Clever Woman, was published in Great Britain in 1997 and was picked as one of the best books of that year by the Sunday Times of London and The Guardian. It's just been published in this country, and book critic Maureen Corrigan is glad Fanny's story has finally arrived.
A biography of Anthony Trollope's mother? I wouldn't blame you if you were to think that we're certainly scraping the bottom of the literary discard bin this week. But hold that cynicism. After reading Pamela Neville Sington's new biography, I'm persuaded that Fanny Trollope is indeed a forgotten treasure, an early Victorian domestic writing dynamo who combined the housewife wit of an Irma Bombeck with the crusading zeal of a Harriet Beecher Stowe. At the height of her fame, Fanny was the talk of Europe and America and intimidated a young rival named Charles Dickens. But in 1887, 12 years after her death, Fanny's resentful fellow novelist son, Anthony, slandered his mother's talents in his autobiography, and her books have pretty much been out of print ever since. I'd be surprised if Neville Sington's absorbing biography didn't usher in some sort of Fanny Trollope revival. She's a natural, a ready-made postmenopausal feminist icon, a woman who didn't begin writing until the age of 53 and then proceeded to churn out, on average, 2 books a year, the sales of which supported her husband and 5 children, including that snake, Anthony. And judging from the excerpts of her 41 books that Neville Sington cites throughout this biography, Fanny could really write, too. Before my newfound Fanny fervor gets out of hand, I've got to point out one drawback to her story, and consequently to the early chapters of Neville Sington's biography. Because Fanny was a late bloomer, the first 40 or so years of her life were somewhat humdrum. Born in 1780 into a rector's family, the intellectual Fanny languished on the marriage market until the overripe age of 30, when she married Thomas Anthony Trollope, a barrister. The marriage began as a love match, but Thomas's temperament was soured by constant migraines and financial setbacks. Fanny, meanwhile, had become friends with a charismatic female radical thinker named Frances Wright. Motivated by idealism and by a desire to escape Thomas's company, the then 48-year-old Fanny herded her 3 youngest children onto a ship and sailed off to America to a utopian community that Frances Wright had founded in Tennessee. This is the point at which Fanny's story really begins to pick up. Wright's utopian community turned out to be a hellhole, so the disillusioned Fanny whisked her children off to Cincinnati, where she built a proto-Disney-style combination department store and theater. It went bust. By the time Fanny returned to England, nearly 4 years later, the Trollopes were destitute. That's when Fanny put her nose to the grindstone and wrote her first book, a travelogue called The Domestic Manners of the Americans. Neville Sington says Fanny's book was a success because it uniquely viewed America from the bottom up. Fanny focused on the situation of ordinary people, slaves, and women. Here, for instance, is her wry description of a day in the life of a well-off woman in Philadelphia, who eagerly awaits her husband's nightly return to relieve her own socially imposed tedium. He comes home, shakes hands with her, spits, and dines. The conversation is not much, and 10 minutes suffices for the dinner. He goes off to his club, and so ends her day. Fanny wrote more travelogues, a gothic novel, comic novels, social reform novels, and what Neville Sington says was the first serialized sequel ever to be published. Fanny got up every morning at 4 to work and wrote through the lingering deaths of her husband, 3 of her adult children, and 4 grandchildren. She finally died in 1863 at the age of 84. Anthony may have been the more gifted novelist, but as Neville Sington says, he lifted some of his signature plots and characters from his mother's work. Long before Harold Bloom coined the term anxiety of influence to refer to the fear of male writers that they'll never surpass the work of their literary forefathers, Anthony Trollope was trying to banish the specter of his formidable mother. For over 100 years, he's succeeded. But Neville Singleton's illuminating biography heralds the return of the repressed.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Fanny Trollope, The Life and Adventures of a Clever Woman by Pamela Neville Singleton.